Thank you for holding. This is Morgan and Fraud speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, Morgan. I am not trying to take this out on you, so I have got to calm down. I was transferred to you because I contacted a number today because $56 came out of my account. And it should not have came out of my account because I did not authorize $56 and some change to come out of my account.
Yes, and can I get your first and last name?
Sharon Workman.
And could you verify your mailing address?
3717 Brandy Wine Drive, Apartment 252, Bedford, Texas. 76021.
Yes, and it looks like there was a claim that was made for the KitchenAid mixer. Do you recall trying to claim the mixer or doing the shipping for $7.95?
Hold on a second. I'll take you off the speaker.
Say that again.
Do you recall if you tried to enter a contest for a KitchenAid mixer or tried to claim one?
I entered a contest for a KitchenAid mixer. So-called, I won the mixer, and all I had to do was authorize $1 for shipping.
Yes, and that entry was $7.95.
Not 56. No. What I read and what I saw was $1.
Yes, so this wouldn't be a claim for fraud because you tried to claim the KitchenAid mixer. It states on the website that that's a sweepstakes, and you would have to be in our subscription. With the 56.
Excuse me?
It's stated on the website that that is a contest entry for that KitchenAid mixer. It states that you would have to be enrolled in our subscription. That's where they pick the winners from. So because you tried to claim the KitchenAid mixer, this wouldn't be a case for fraud.
Why wouldn't it be a case for fraud when $56 came out of my account?
Because you tried to claim the KitchenAid mixer. That is a contest. You would have to be in our subscription. That's stated throughout the website.
This is some goddamn bullshit. Yeah, I definitely will be contacting my goddamn attorney. Goddamn bullshit.
Yes.